always wonder what I'm going to say when I get up here. Always wonder. Talk about it. I drive my wife crazy. She never knows what I'm liable to come up with. She worries herself to death over what I may say, but I have no control over it. I let Jesus be in charge of me. Totally. I asked for that one day. See, I was told one time to tell somebody a little bit about yourself and then talk about Jesus. Well, this is how it started for me. I was riding down the road one day, coming across the Edisto River, and I just pulled over to the side of the road. Now, you got to watch out what you ask for. This was my prayer, to just totally absorb me like a sponge, so there would be nothing of me left anymore. You better watch out what you ask for. I found that out. I remember when I didn't go to church at one time. My wife used to go to church. I didn't go to church until I was like 47 years old. And she said, you know, she goes, I would be happy if you just sit in church. But her prayer was that I started going to church. She got a little bit more than what she asked for. Because it started from day one. It was like a bomb went off. And it has never let up. There's some people sitting in here today that see me preach for the first time. I cried for what, about 45 minutes? Solid crying. It was awesome. Standing up here, I can't tell you what it means to me. It's my life. My whole life. Standing here talking to you. Nothing is more important. So I got some stuff for you this morning. That's a little bit about myself. I have some good news, and I have some bad news. Good news is I have my glasses. This is in Romans 1, 16. You can look in your Bible to 1, 16, and we'll see if it says there. It says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. For the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, and then for the Gentile. When you're expressing gospel to somebody, it is the power of God Himself that's coming out of your mouth, that's being breathed upon people. I think sometimes it's whether you breathe it in or not, whether it really takes effect. And there's a lot of instruction in it. Because sometimes we're worried about who we're going to tell it to or whether they're going to listen to us or not. And I think that gets in the way a lot of times of us telling who this man Jesus really, really is. He controls our whole lives, but yet we're sometimes ashamed of just telling who this man really, really is. This is what it says in here. Acts 1:8. Let's turn there real quick. Philip has got great eyesight. I told him that won't last forever. Acts 1:8. This is what it says. Come on now. All right. My eyesight's feeling me. There we go. I'm sorry. Come on. There we go. Acts 1:8. I'm sorry. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judah and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Witnesses. That's a calling that there's not a person in this room that's not called to be as a witness of Jesus Christ. It's a hard, hard task, though, put upon us. We're so fearful of what our friends think or our neighbors. What is our neighbor going to think? And sometimes it's the people closest to you that you can't tell of how you feel inside or why you feel that way. There's just verses after verses after verses about what we're called to do. We want to say we can't do it. Some of us just plain say we won't do it. There's where the bad news comes in. I'll tell you that in just a few minutes. Romans 10, verses 13 through 15. Let's go right there just for a second. Come on. All right. 13 through 15. It says this. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. I belong to a hunting club. And if any of you here are kind of familiar with hunting clubs, they can be kind of rough sometimes. Very, very rough. And I decided one day that I wasn't going to be drawn into it, that I was going to let them know right from the start where I stood. And I just started talking to people about Jesus. And they didn't take me too well. I didn't have a whole lot of friends there because they knew what I stood for. But God said, Don't come off of me now. He said, you just hang right in there with me. He said, things are going to turn around. He said, I'm telling you. Then I started telling it with a smile on my face. And it took about 2 years. But I was standing around one day, and some young boys come up and ask me about Jesus. And I just witnessed to them right there in front of about 50 people, right dead in the middle of the floor. And then pretty soon here comes somebody else, and he started telling them about Jesus. And here came somebody else, and he started telling them about Jesus. And what I come to find out was that Jesus was there, he just wasn't on the surface. He wasn't brought to the surface. Me and my wife go down to the school system. Jesus is in the school system. How are you going to keep him out? He's already there. He just isn't on the surface. We go there, me and my wife, and it's amazing that the people inside of that school that are Christians, that are afraid to say something. Afraid. And that's not good. Because we're going to get into the fearful thing in just a second. What the end result of that is going to be. We are all called. Nobody in this room is excluded from telling somebody about Jesus. You're not excluded. No one will hear if we don't tell. Can you imagine what it would be like if every person in this room right now told one person about Jesus in his lifetime, one person, and they came to church? Do you know what would happen? we'd have bulldozers over there next door clearing out parking lots for people to park. You wouldn't have enough room for everybody. I'm not talking about multitudes. I'm talking about just telling one person. One person. And if he came to church, the buildings would be so packed. There'd be churches. You think there's a lot of churches now? It would be just solid churches everywhere. Solid. Everywhere. Things would be turning around. Because there is no turning around without action. It's action. You can go into Matthew. You can go into John. You can go throughout this. And it's all about witnessing. Now to the bad news. This is the bad news. Nobody wants to hear bad news. I know I don't want to hear it. And it's in Mark 8, 34 through 38. How I came up with this, I had an African friend that came here a couple weeks ago. He was a Tanzania warrior. Came from Tanzania. And he brought this to my attention. And it's had a hold of me ever since. It's been on my mind. My wife will tell you, it's been on my mind constantly since he said this to me. Because I didn't understand this till he brought this to my attention. So I'm going to read this to you. And this is in Mark 34 through 38. All right, almost there. Give me just a second. Okay. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name, that they will drive out demons, they will speak in tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and then we'll get well." Place here. I'm going to go to Luke right here, 23 through 26. Gosh, that's my phone. I'm sorry. I turn this off every week too, but I didn't today. All right, Luke 23 through 26. Verse 9. All right. Verse 9. Come on. All right. Here we go. "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Forever. Turn that off for me. I can't seem to see it. I'm sweating. Thank you. Okay. It says, "If anyone could come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? This is the bad news right here. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, and the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory, in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. And what possibly could a shame be? That you're scared? Could that be being ashamed of God? That you have a worry? Would that be being ashamed of Him? Of knowing that you should say something to somebody, but you don't? You should probably look at the person next to you and say, listen, do not be ashamed of the gospel. When we were the African man, he had the whole church, they all turned to one another. He said, turn to one another. And you had to look the person in the eye next to you and say that. It kind of sparked something inside of me to not be ashamed. And you have to ask yourself this question. The youth caught me off guard a couple weeks ago. I said, has anybody in this room told anybody about Jesus today? And you know, like four or five of them rose, picked up their hand and said, I told somebody about Jesus today. We just quit whatever we were doing and just started playing basketball after that. Because what do you say? They were doing what God had asked them to do. Sharing with their friends. You got to do it because you love one another. They always ask me questions about things, and this is my answer to them about all the questions that they ask. There's one question you're going to have to ask yourself whenever you got a problem and you can't do something. Are you loving God with all your heart? And are you loving your neighbor as you love yourself? I don't care what they ask me. That's what I tell them. If they tell me they're having bad grades in school, I have to say you have to ask yourself that question right there. Are you really loving God with all your heart? And do you love your neighbor as you love yourself? I ask myself that several times a day. I do a lot better with young people, I'm going to tell you that. Because I love them. It's not that I don't love you. It's just that God said that was my place. Sitting in a church pew one day, and I just put my head down. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, well, you're going to be a youth pastor. I said, well, I'm 58 years old, 59 years old. I was 59 years old yesterday. Here's my friend Philip. He's 33. And I'm the youth pastor, and I'm 59. It seems kind of backwards in a way, but I feel like I'm about 12 or 13 some days. My wife thinks I'm maybe about 10 some days. But coming here was great. I'm not kidding you. It was great. I love everybody in this room. I think this place is really going to grow. But you can't be ashamed of the gospel. We have to tell it to every person that we see. And it's hard. You have to train yourself. I'm not as long-winded as Philip. He's a great, great pastor, too. I love being behind him, or with him, or with all y'all. Some of the ladies in the church here, they're the nicest people I believe I've ever met in my whole life. They're like my moms. I got a lot of moms. So I'm gonna end it here. And if anybody is unsure today about where they stand with God, or where you're going to stand when you stand in front of Him, Is he going to look at you? Is he going to be ashamed of you? Sure, he loves you. But he's asked you to do some things. And are you doing those things? If you need some help, there's plenty of people in here who can tell you about what God can do. I can tell you that. That man right there will tell you what God can do. This man over here will tell you what he can do. This man right here will tell you what he can do. These two right here can tell you what he'll do. This lady here can tell you what he'll do. You'll tell him what to do. We've all got things we can tell. Just tell it. Get it off your chest. Once it starts coming out, it seems to come out so much easier. So you can come forward. She goes, how are we going to end this? I said, well, I'm kind of unconventional, really. I don't know anything about how things work. I just like to talk about Jesus. Anybody like to come forward? I'll just be standing down in front. Pray for you.